For new police officers, making the leap from the academy to the real world can be a big transition. It's no longer an exercise. Now the dangers and the rewards are real. KUOW's Law and Politics reporter Amy Radel recently got this glimpse of life as a rookie cop.
Officer Stephanie Schendel has been working patrol in the city of Bellevue for about 5 months. On this night, one of her first stops is the scene of a burglary. The resident tells her his rifle and pistol have been stolen.
If you could do your best to track down the serial numbers, because if we have them, it'll make it easier if they try and resell them,
sure.
Or if they pop up later in a crime.
Okay.
Schendel says she sees a lot of burglaries where the focus is guns, jewelry, and the medicine cabinet. Next up, a call about some shoplifters at the Whole Foods grocery store.
So it's a theft in progress. The person's getting away, but it is a misdemeanor. So am I going to drive lights and sirens there? No. I'm more likely to get in an accident when I'm driving code with some normal person. So everything's about risk assessment.
That night, the shoplifters get away, but Schendel documents what happened with store employees. We first met Stephanie Schendel last year as she made her way through the Washington State Police Academy. Schendel started out as a print journalist, but got so interested in covering police work that she decided to do something more proactive, as she describes it, and become an officer herself.
That's why, you know, I love journalism, because you got like crazy stories out of it, and then now I have like the front row seat.
At the academy, Schendel's instructors emphasized the role of police as guardians of society, who show respect for others, communicate clearly, and de-escalate conflicts when possible. Schendel says her training with the Bellevue Police Department had a different focus.
Part of when you enter field training is rounding it out to, yes, there are times in your job where you're going to be a guardian. But once you get on the road, you need to recognize when you need to turn that off and when you need to be the person with the confidence level to take someone's freedom away.
Schendel says high-profile cases of police misconduct make every officer's job harder, and she tries to counter people's fears of police. But she's also haunted by the story of a police officer in Virginia who was shot and killed on her first day of field training in February.
There are points in our job that are extremely dangerous, and we're dealing with people who are very unpredictable. One of the things that was really focused with my training with Bellevue and with other recruits coming out of the academy was recognizing those threats and how to appropriately dealing with those.
Schendel says she wanted to work for Bellevue because the department is progressive and already has lots of women officers. She says they built on her training at the academy rather than telling her to disregard it. Besides the risks of the job, she says the hardest part so far has been dealing with very troubled kids.
Handcuffing a 12-year-old to take him into protective custody is not fun. But if I didn't handcuff him, and because the kid didn't want to go to the hospital, but if I didn't do that and the kid decides, I'm going to make a run for it, and the kid gets away from me, and then the kid gets hurt, whose fault is that? It's mine.
She says these kids' situations can feel hopeless. It's helped her to talk with colleagues and her family about what she sees. On this night, things are pretty calm. She jokes that in her police car, she only sees perfect drivers.
The second you're in a patrol car, it's like a bubble. No one does anything wrong.
Suddenly, an oncoming car does an illegal U-turn right in front of her.
Yeah, we're going to pull over. 3.8 radio, can you divert me for traffic?
The driver turns out to be a very recent arrival in the U.S. Schendel gives him a warning. She says her favorite part of the job is its unpredictability and being a guardian when called for.
When you roll up on a car accident, everyone is freaking out, and you get to be the person that says, hey, you know, like, I know everything seems really bad right now, but in the end, you're okay. You didn't get hurt. So being the one who's able to, like, kind of put that in perspective for people is good. And, you know, there are calls where you actually get to help people who need it.
Schendel says one of the more surprising repercussions to her career change has been in her dating life. The men she met seemed intimidated by her job.
Like, they tried to outman me almost, you know, like, it was just so silly to me because I'm like, oh, wow, congratulations. I'm so impressed.
Another unsuccessful icebreaker, making off-putting jokes about her handcuffs. but she recognizes that becoming a police officer changed her values too.
What also changed was the type of guy that I found myself attracted to. It's like I realized that I was like, I don't really have much in common anymore with, you know, someone who's like an accountant.
She is dating someone now. Shendel says the next obstacle is actually spending time together, given the crazy shifts many young officers are assigned to work. In Bellevue, I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.